From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Ferndale's own Guy Fieri, fellow celeb chef Jose Andres, and a huge team of volunteers served up food to roughly 10,000 people on Thanksgiving. It happened in Chico, and the recipients were some of the people displaced by the campfire. Fieri tweeted, "The volunteers made it happen today. Sure makes you proud to be a member of the Northern California community." It may be a person that caused a fire Thanksgiving Day on the 600 block of Allard Avenue. The first arriving chief officer reported heavy smoke from the former campus of the Jacobs Educational Center and investigated further. Upon investigation, a working fire was found in an unoccupied portable classroom in the middle of the former campus. An interior fire attack and search initiated by the first arriving companies, but they suspended that interior attack and search when numerous holes in the floor and other hazards to firefighters were found. Firefighters then extinguished that fire from the outside of the building using chainsaws and other tools to open up the building and apply hose streams. The fire was controlled in about 30 minutes. There were no civilian or firefighter injuries. There was no electricity or gas service to the building. And a human-caused fire cannot be ruled out. Firefighters remained on the scene for about 2 hours to completely extinguish the fire. The city of Arcata now has geographical information systems, interactive storyboard maps. The new GIS interactive storyboard maps featuring information where visitors to the city's website can find a parcel or take self-guided tours to explore some of Arcata's world-famous locations and event sites, tour the trails, or take a historical tour of some of Arcata's historic landmarks dating back from 1850 to 1970. The Environmental Services Department initiated the GIS Interactive Storyboard Project with the goal of providing residents with more background information about their home. The focus was on highlighting notable places, events, and historic landmarks within the city of Arcata. Well, as people who live in fire-stricken areas of the state deal with unimaginable loss, many of their animals were displaced, and some local efforts are being made to keep those animals fed and cared for until they can be reunited with their owners. Companion Animal Foundation in Arcata managed to raise $800 recently with a sale of apple-based goods outside Pearson's Lumber. They plan on another fundraising event outside Pearson's on December 23rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The City of Fortuna inviting the public to take part in a workshop to talk about the 2019 to 2027 housing element update. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.